You did it, actually.
Yeah, same thing here. What did it for me was, you know, I had invested a fair amount of money and storage into the iTunes movies. And when they just, when the movies started disappearing that I had quote-unquote purchased, that was upsetting to me. And then when they started editing out what's considered today in modern pop culture to be objectionable content in classic movies, that was it for me. And now I've got a network of a few friends that I'm expecting to grow a little bit more. They have Plex servers, and we provide access to each other's libraries. And you can dial up a lot of things that way and be entertained if you're so inclined. But, yeah, the whole thing sucks. We have, you know, one or two streaming services that will rotate around depending on the content that's available at any given time. But what's really bothering me is the stuff that used to be or that's still readily available over the air. Now you need a different subscription for particularly sports and, you know, things like the Olympics and stuff like that. It's just getting out of hand, and I'm pretty darn sick and tired of it. Over to you, Drake.
And it struggles a little bit on higher resolution stuff, but it gets by on 1080p. But that's how I'm doing that, and I'm just, I want all of my, you know, everything of the whole series of Star Wars, I want that. I only have the trilogy, and it's, I've got the original trilogy on Blu-ray, but it's not 4K, it's 1080. And I've also got the original trilogy on VHS before they did the CGI, which, of course, that is absolutely crusty to watch on a modern display. I haven't archived that yet. I really, really should, and I got to find a really nice way to do it so it doesn't look all crummy and gross. There's ways to archive analog video in a nice way. I just got to figure it out and do it. And, of course, we've got quite a large DVD collection that I'd like to archive. And my plan is, with the self-hosted thing, is also make it so my family can use it as well, because it would save a lot of money, because we have, I think collectively, we have, like, almost every streaming service. And sometimes, really, you're only using that one streaming service for one or two things, and you're just throwing the rest of that money away. And it doesn't really seem worth it. I mean, for TV shows that are new, it's the only way you can, which is, it kind of sucks, but, you know, stuff that's already been out, like movies and stuff, self-host is the way to go.